This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 78 for Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ICE Futures canola market made its way upwards after the November contract encountered support at the $710 per ton level. Crude oil added strength to the oilseed, with prices going higher. Meanwhile, Chicago soy oil rose, European rapeseed was mixed, and Malaysian palm oil was lower. The Canadian dollar was down one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Sunny skies with high temperatures between 20 and 30 degrees Celsius were in the forecast across the prairies today, with the exception of northern Alberta, which will see cooler temperatures as well as rain. The November canola contract was up $3.30 per ton at $714.20. In the U.S., corn was in the red, while soybeans were up and wheat was steady to lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that 660,800 tons of corn were shipped for the week ended September 21st, up 20% from the same week last year. Mexico was the top destination with 360,000 tons. The same morning, a private export sale of 1.661 million tons to Mexico was reported, split with 1.05 million for this year's delivery and the remainder for the next year. The USDA also reported that 53% of the U.S. corn crop was good to excellent, up 2 points from the previous week. 95% was in the dense stage, 70% reached maturity, 10 points above average, and 15% of the crop was harvested, 2 points above average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his corn yield estimate by 1.5 bushels per acre to 171.5. According to AgriWorld, Brazil's first corn crop is 25% planted, compared to 28% 1 year ago. The December corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.80. Nearly 482,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for the weekend of September 21st, up 52,000 from last week and up 65% from the same week last year. The good-to-excellent rating dropped 2 points to 50%, while the percentage dropping leaves was 11 points above average at 73%. Meanwhile, the harvest is 12% complete. Cordonnier cut his yield estimate by 0.5 bushels per acre at 49. Central Brazil is expecting temperatures in the high 30 degrees Celsius, which will create struggles with planting. The November soybean contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.03. 455,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the weekend of September 21st, up 30,000 from last week, but down from 589,000 from 1 year ago. As of September 24th, winter wheat planting in the U.S. was 26% complete, 11 points higher than last week, but 3 points behind the average. 7% was emerged, while 96% of the spring wheat crop has been harvested. Tunisia's State Grains Agency bought 100,000 tons of soft wheat in an international tender. The December Chicago wheat contract was unchanged at $5.89 per ton. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.11. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.67. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.